gosh, he is so adorable. Oh, good morning, baby. Did you sleep well? Good. I'm glad. No, I haven't been awake for very long. 15 minutes, maybe. But it was a good 15 minutes. I love just laying here next to you, our bodies pressed together. I love your warmth and how connected it makes me feel. I've never felt anything like it before. It's almost indescribable. I swear I almost shed a tear a few minutes ago, just watching you sleep so peacefully. It's like I can't even properly process how happy I am in such a perfect little moment. Oh God, that's kind of cheesy, isn't it? But I love just listening to you breathe as you sleep. I love watching your chest slowly rise and fall under my fingers as I gently stroke it. I love the feeling of your heartbeat against my hand. And do you know what I love most of all? I love the way you looked at me when you woke up. The smile on your face. I love it so much. I love your kind and caring eyes. I love your soft lips. Shh, baby. You don't have to say anything. Just let me indulge in this worship of you for a second. I know that if I let you talk, you're eventually going to find some of your flaws to point out. That is not what I want, baby. Not now. I just want you to sit there and listen when I tell you that you are absolutely perfect in my eyes. And I would not change a single thing about you. Don't worry about not being enough. I know how that voice inside your head works. I've seen the pain in your eyes when you feel that you've failed me. But baby, I need you to understand, you have never failed me. I know I tell you every time, but it's worth saying again and again and again and again until that stubborn brain of yours gets it. You could never fail me. You're too good of a person to ever fail me. You're too kind, too caring, too loving. I know it weighs heavily on you, baby, the weight of your worth. But you are worthy. You're worthy of every good thing that's ever happened to you, and of all the good things still to come. And I am so, so happy that I get to be by your side until the very end. I will always be there for you, baby. Please, just keep that in mind, all right? I'll always be there for you. There will be good days, and there's going to be some bad days. But I promise to forever be patient with you and to help you to the absolute best of my ability, because I know that you'll do the same for me. No problem will ever be too big for us to overcome, and as long as we're together, we'll be okay. Do you believe me, baby? That makes me happy. That's my good boy. Speaking of good boys, I think we have a visitor hiding under the sheets. I'm glad my little pep talk could be such a turn-on, baby. But, you know, That's another thing that I love about you. You're a great lover in every sense of the word. No, don't move, baby. Let me just slip my hand under the covers. God, even over your boxers, I can tell you're hard as a rock. All right, babe. I'm going to need you to move just once for me. Pull those boxers down. Good. Now just lay there for me. All right, my love. Good boy. Oh God, you're even harder than I thought. Let me just start stroking you gently. Every time I jerk you off, I think back to the time we met. That shitty party that neither of us wanted to be at. Honestly, I'm not sure anyone wanted to be there. The music was shit. The food was shit. And the people were shit. Well, most people. When I asked you to follow me upstairs, I honestly thought you'd say no. You looked so reserved. You really looked out of place, baby. But I think that's what attracted me at first. I don't know why exactly, but there was something alluring about your demeanor, my love. It wasn't shyness. It was, I don't know, humbleness. What I'm trying to get at is that you were the only guy there not trying to hit on everything that moved. And not to mention, you were hot as hell. You still are, of course. That's why I knew I wanted you. So when you agreed to follow me upstairs, I was overjoyed. Next thing I knew, we were in the bathroom and I had your dick in my hands. And then in my mouth, of course. You came down my throat before you even learned my name. I'd say shame on you, but then you ate me out before I even learned yours. I made sure to moan a bit louder than usual so my voice would carry downstairs. That's right. I wanted to make sure everyone was jealous. I think it worked, you know. From what I remember, we got some less than enthused looks as we returned downstairs. But it's not like we stuck around anyways. Oh, I love your soft little moans, baby. I love how you just melt for me when I touch you. Your love is so pure. Your weakness for me, it ignites me, my love. Seriously, let me take your hand and show you. Oh. Oh, God. Do you feel how wet you make me, baby? How badly I want you. How badly I need you. Sure, I'll pull down my panties now. Oh, yes, baby. God, your hand feels good. Let me jerk you a bit faster. Kiss me. Baby, I want you in my mouth. Yeah, you'd like that too. Looks like that little memory of mine had the same effect on the both of us. All right, let me push the covers away. Wow, you're leaking so much pre-cum already, baby. It would be such a shame if any of it went to waste. Oh, God. You taste so good, baby. Oh, yeah. Keep rubbing my clit. Get your fingers deep in there. Fuck. Just like that, my love. I told you you're perfect in my eyes, babe. And, this is part of the reason why. Oh, I'd be a fucking liar if I denied it. You have a perfect fucking cock. And know how to perfectly use those fingers of yours to... fuck yes, baby. Just like that. Oh, God, you're so fucking good at getting me off with just your hands. I remember so badly wanting to impress you at that shitty party. I wanted to take you as deep as I could in my mouth, like this. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, I fucking love it when you moan for me. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, just like that. I'm gonna come. Unbelievable. Oh, I fucking love you so much. Oh, and you're gonna come soon too, aren't you? Yeah, I can feel your cock tensing up. But not just yet, baby, alright? Can you hold it in for me a bit longer? Yeah. Good boy. I want you to come inside of me. Okay, my love? Good. Let me just straddle you and slowly slip you inside of me. Oh my God. Perfect, babe. You are fucking perfect. You and this perfect fucking cock. Let me take off my shirt. No way you look at my tits. God, I love you so much. Remember, later that night, after we left the party, you fucked my brains out in your apartment. We fucked all night. I eventually lost count of the amount of times you made me come. I remember eventually hearing the birds outside and thinking, no way, it can't already be morning. And then I pulled the blinds back and sunlight. It's like you fucked me into the future. All right, baby. How about I slowly start moving? Fuck, baby. You feel so fucking good. So fucking perfect. You want me to start moving faster? Yeah? Nothing sexier than your face when it contorts in pleasure from what I'm doing to you. Partner, but I also love being the little slut that sucks and fucks you first thing in the morning. You like that too, don't you, baby? I thought so. You're such a good boy. Now you're going to give this little slut exactly what she wants, right? You're gonna give me all of your cum, aren't you? You gonna fill me up? Oh god, I want you to fill me up so fucking bad. Good boy. Good fucking boy. You're close, aren't you? God, I feel you pulsating inside of me. You've got a big fucking load for me, don't you, baby? Yeah? Good. Give it to me, baby. Oh, give it to me. Come on. I want it so bad. I fucking need it. Yes. Oh, that's what I want. Oh. Fuck. Holy shit, baby. Oh. No, no, shh. Say nothing. Let's just lay here for a second. God, what a load. There's so much leaking out of me. We made such a fucking mess, but it was so worth it. Every second with you makes life worth it. Hey, what do you say about getting in the shower and then going for a bite to eat? Yeah? Good. But, we are definitely going to have to change these sheets before we even think about leaving. Hey, babe. I love you. Don't ever forget that. Okay?